If you like what you see, please like and share the video, and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. You can also like and follow us on Facebook. The link for that is also in the description. There has been an uptick on YouTube of videos about Christian Zionism. This is because of the volatile situation in the Middle East and the role Christian Zionism plays and has played for the last several decades. The political power Christian Zionists have in American politics is formidable. It is culpable in the disaster Zionism has brought to that region of the world, and it is leading us into World War III. But first, what is Christian Zionism? Simply put, Christian Zionism is the idea that the region of the Middle East given to the Hebrews in the Old Testament belongs to the Jewish people. Zionism has been fulfilled with the establishment of the modern state of Israel. Now, I want to make a few things clear. This video has nothing to do with the Jewish people as a whole. Not all Jews are Zionists. In fact, in the early days, most Orthodox religious Jews were against Zionism, and not all Zionists are Jewish. Nor is this video making the claim that the modern state of Israel should not exist. In my opinion, Israel has as much of a right to exist as any other nation today. Yes, regardless of how it came about, i.e. the fact that they displaced a lot of people. Not because I think Israel can do no wrong, as many Christian Zionists believe, but rather because every nation today came into existence by displacing the people who were already there. The United States, Canada, and all the Central and South American countries displaced the Native Americans. All of Western Europe came about because the Germanic tribes, not necessarily the Germans, displaced the natives in those lands. And let's talk about Spain. The Christian Goths were conquered and driven out of what is now modern-day Spain, and then 800 years later, the newly formed Kingdom of Spain reconquered that area, driving out the Muslims, giving us Spain as we know it today geographically. That's a fairly good comparison to Israel, I think. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying Israel has as much of a right to exist as all these other nations that no one says shouldn't exist. So this is not a criticism of the Jewish people or Israel's existence. This is a criticism of Christian Zionism and the bad theology and eschatology behind it. That's it. Now, we are talking about Protestants, and since Protestants can't agree on anything, there are variations. Since it would be impossible to cover every single iteration, I'm going to give the basics. Also, realize that not all Protestants believe this. This is typically your Southern Baptists and Pentecostals and Assemblies of God types, but not all of them believe it. And there are Christians in other denominations that don't necessarily teach Christian Zionism, as well as Catholics, who do believe it. And there's a reason for that, which I will get into. The basic theology behind Christian Zionism is this. The references in the Bible to the New Israel and the New Jerusalem that in reality refer to the Catholic Church are predicting that the Jewish people will return to the Promised Land shortly before the end of time, and that this is God's will. And for many Christian Zionists, it stops there. They don't go any further down the rabbit hole. But if they did, they would see that the rebuilding of the temple and a return to animal sacrifice is also in God's will, when it is in fact blasphemy and sacrilege. Christ is the final sacrifice, period. There's a reason the temple was destroyed and has not been rebuilt, though it was attempted several times throughout the centuries. Now, it may be that the temple will be rebuilt. 2 Thessalonians 2:4 says this, "He, the Antichrist, will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God." But Christians should have nothing to do with the rebuilding of the temple, and they certainly should give no money to that project. Besides, the temple of God referred to in 2 Thessalonians could be referring to the Vatican. And it may even be prophesied that the Jewish people will return to Israel. Luke 21:24 says, "They will fall by the edge of the sword, and be led captive among all nations, and Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles is fulfilled. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's a good thing or something Christians should be involved in. Besides, in the Bible, the use of the word until
doesn't necessarily mean the situation changes.
Example, Matthew 22:44. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet. Are you telling me that because the word until was used here, there will be a time when Jesus will no longer be seated at the right hand of the Father? Going further, we see that Christian Zionism says that the Jewish people not only have a right to the modern state of Israel, but they also have a right to biblical Israel, which is much bigger. Here's the modern state of Israel. Here's biblical Israel. Christian Zionism says that Israel has a right to these lands, and they can take them by force, just like in the Old Testament. That's why Christian Zionists have no problem with anything Israel does. They literally can do no wrong when it comes to this region in their eyes. And it's America's job to protect Israel at all costs, because it's biblical. They believe this is all necessary to bring about the Antichrist and the eventual second coming of Jesus. Of course, the Antichrist will bring about the Great Tribulation, which they believe they will be spared from through a pre-tribulation rapture. The pre-tribulation rapture is unbiblical. It's nowhere in the Bible or tradition. It was concocted in the late 19th century. I have two videos refuting the pre-tribulation rapture that I will link to in the description. But do these people have the right to these lands? This is where things get a little bit sticky. There are certain things that you can't talk about on social media without getting into trouble, and I'm about to dip my toe into those shark-infested waters, because I think it's necessary to understand the scope of the problem. But I'll try to be careful and not bleed. Have you ever noticed that most Jewish people look awfully European? Well, that's because they are. For the most part, their ancestry is from what is today Russia, Poland, and Germany, but mainly Russia. That's why before the mustache man came along, the person they hated most was the Tsar, because many of them were kicked out of Russia. So many of them today don't have an ancestral tie to that part of the Middle East. Now, many will say that when they were dispersed from Judea, many of them settled in modern-day Russia and intermarried with the locals over the centuries, and that's why they look European. However, there is a theory that prior to the establishment of the State of Israel was believed by some academics, including Jewish ones, that today is called a ludicrous conspiracy theory, which says that the majority of those people are descended from people indigenous to Russia who converted to the religion. But let's say that that's not true, and they are descendants of dispersed Jewish people. At what point can they no longer be considered a part of those Middle Eastern people ethnically? Eventually, everyone can trace their ancestry to everyone who was alive at a certain point if we go back far enough. A study was done that says that if you have any European ancestry in you at all, you are related to everyone who lived in Europe 1,000 years ago. I did a family tree on Ancestry.com several years ago, and I was able to trace my lineage to King Herod. Now, I don't know if that was accurate or not, but let's say that it was. Would anyone say that I have a right to live in that region of the world? No, I am 2,000 years removed. Well, so are they. People might say it's a religion, not an ethnicity, and Israel is the home of that religion, just like Vatican City is the home of Catholicism. Well, if that's true, then why are there atheists who identify as Jewish? In fact, the Zionist movement was originally a non-religious Jewish movement. The majority of religious Jews believed they had to wait for the Messiah to get their own country. The atheists didn't believe in the Messiah and saw no reason to wait. And the modern state of Israel doesn't claim to be the center of Judaism, the religion. It claims to be a Jewish state, but there is no official state religion. Look, the Hebrew people, some of which later were called Jews, were given that land and the Old Testament religion to receive the Messiah. The whole purpose of the Old Testament was to make way for the Messiah, and they were supposed to receive him, but they rejected him. So they were kicked out of that land by God through the Romans. Religiously speaking, they have no right to that land. So no, Senator Cruz, a Christian is not obligated to support the modern state of Israel on religious grounds. Modern Judaism is not the continuation of the Old Testament religion. Catholicism is. That's why the Catholic Church is the new Israel and the new Jerusalem. But the Jews will convert one day, and when they do, things will get a lot better. Zionism could not exist without Christian Zionism because of the immense voting power Christian Zionism has in America. But how did that happen? Well, the Scofield Bible came out in the early 20th century. This Bible gave explanations in the footnotes of various passages, and these explanations promoted the dispensationalist heresy and Zionism. But even up to the 1950s, this particular brand of Christianity was a small minority of Christians in America. So how did they become the dominant religious group in America? Well, and this is my opinion, they were the only ones allowed to be on television. Because of the strong Jewish influence in Hollywood and the rest of the media, the only Christian television shows allowed to flourish through the 70s, 80s, and 90s and beyond were the ones who were pro-Israel. The PTL Club, the 700 Club, Oral Roberts, Jerry Falwell, Benny Hinn, John Hagee, etc. Eventually, this became the default Christian belief in America. So much so that even members of churches that did not teach Christian Zionism, like Catholics, Lutherans, and Presbyterians, adopted the Christian Zionist position, myself included. But here's what I discovered. The secular modern state of Israel has nothing to do with the biblical kingdoms of Israel and Judea. The biblical kingdoms of Israel and Judea were theocratic. Their government was tied to their religion. The modern state of Israel has no official religion. So it is therefore not the fulfillment of biblical prophecy, at least not in the sense that Christian Zionists believe. The references to the New Israel and New Jerusalem in the Bible are references to the Catholic Church, not the modern state of Israel. But since Protestants refused to accept that, they were forced to find an alternative interpretation. And this one has caused a lot of damage in that region of the world to become very unstable, and we are about to enter World War III as a result. Israel has done some pretty horrible things over the decades. I'm not going to get into that. They aren't the only nation to do horrible things. I understand that. And to be fair, they are surrounded by nations that hate them, want them out of the region, and attack them. But also, to be fair, it's because they took the land. And many times when Israel strikes, they say it's because they received intelligence of a pending attack on them. In other words, Israel attacks preemptively. So it's this huge mess that is being fueled by America because of the political clout of Christian Zionists. And because of the political clout of Christian Zionism, they are the only nation who can do no wrong in the eyes of the American government. And by the way, that is both with Democrats and Republicans. Ron DeSantis made it illegal to boycott Israel in Florida. Kristi Noem signed a bill defining anti-Semitism, which can be interpreted as criticism of Israel. If you are not a Zionist, you have no representation in this government. Trump has made public statements that the Palestinians in Gaza need to find another place to live because he wants to develop that area into resorts. But you need to know that Christian Zionism is not authentic Christianity. It's a heresy, a Johnny-come-lately. Nobody believed this until around 200 years ago, including Protestants.
Look, I don't blame Jewish people for wanting their own country that puts their interests first. I don't care that it's in that region of the world or how it was accomplished. Again, that's how it's always done. Or even that they want to expand their territory. And I'm glad they're allies with the United States. It makes sense geopolitically. It is in the best interest of the United States to have Israel as an ally. My concern is the fact that this country gets a pass because the U.S. lets them do whatever they want. You can't blame the indigenous people in that region for being upset with them. Of course, Israel has the right to defend itself. The October 7th attack killed approximately 1,200 people. A response was warranted, but that doesn't give them the right to commit war crimes. 50,000 Palestinians have been killed, the vast majority of whom were non-combatants. That's excessive, and the U.S. would not allow that from any other country. But because of this Christian Zionist attitude, not only does the U.S. look the other way, but makes excuses for it, like they have for decades.
It promotes an Israel-first policy and allows Israel to dictate American policy in the Middle East.
And it's all about to blow up as a result.
Until my next video, God bless.